During World War II, the Dutch had to contend with the Nazis. The Dutch also had their eternal struggle with the North Sea, and they still do. Much of the Netherlands is at or below sea level. That means the Dutch have centuries of experience using dikes to keep their low-lying country dry. But the threat of rising sea levels, driven by climate change, is challenging that approach. So instead of trying to hold the water back, the Dutch are now allowing some parts of the country to flood in order to keep other parts dry. Chris Bentley with our partners at the Ground Truth Project has the latest installment in our series on rising seas.
Matthew Schouten is a landscape architect, and like most Dutch, he gets around a lot by bike. Today, he's riding along the top of a dike in Nijmegen, an old Dutch city near the German border. Nijmegen sits at a bottleneck on a branch of the Rhine River. Flooding's been a big risk here, pretty much forever, so the Dutch have built and reinforced dikes here, pretty much forever, to protect the city. But about 20 years ago, their defenses started to crack.
In 1993 and 1995, the dike almost failed, and 200,000 people are evacuated, and that was really a wake-up call.
Schouten says another wake-up call came in 2000. When new climate change projections showed likely flooding and sea level rise, overwhelming many of the country's dikes. So the Dutch made a big change. Instead of more and higher dikes to defend against water, they came up with a new approach called Room for the River.
Yeah, Room for the River, exactly.
Basically, the government conceded that it can't avoid flooding entirely. Better instead to try to manage floods by clearing out space for high water. Here in Nijmegen, that meant moving the dikes back and recreating some of the river's original floodplain. But dozens of families were living in that floodplain.
Of course, they were in the beginning, they were against this whole measure.
Schouten says the families behind the dikes dug in their heels, and that it took years of negotiations to work out an acceptable plan.
But in the end, they are the best ambassadors for us yet.
Ambassadors like Frank and Monique Pleim. They had a house and an auto body shop in the proposed new floodplain.
First of all, no. We don't want it.
Well, it was a long time for not knowing where we can live, where we can go further with our work.
But after 11 years haggling with the Dutch government, the Pleims took a buyout and moved across the river. They remembered the floods of the 90s, and ultimately, they say they got a fair deal for their land.
All the people here have money from the government, and all the people have built a new house.
It was a difficult period, but I think the most of the people did it. They are satisfied.
The Pleim's new house is bigger and taller. Since it's close to the river, it sits on stilts. They say they love their new view of the water and the sky, and it's just up the road from their old place. Not everyone stayed so close. One family took their buyout money and moved to Italy. The Pleims adopted their cat. Nijmegen isn't the only Room for the River project uprooting neighborhoods. Sail down the Rhine about 50 miles and you come to the Biesbosch, just east of Rotterdam.
The Biesbosch is a big nature area, but people live here too.
That's Robert de Koning, another landscape architect who's worked on what's known as the Noordwaard depoldering. A polder is a low-lying area protected from flooding by dikes and water pumps. And Noordwaard is a big one.
It's an area where the two big rivers come together.
Like in Nijmegen, the Dutch government decided to essentially abandon the flood protections at Noordwaard. They'd let the water spread out here to prevent catastrophic floods elsewhere.
It's not preventing floods, but it's preventing a dike breach.
There's an added benefit, too. The project restored 25 miles of creeks, creating a wetland that's already popular with birders and bikers from all over the country. But before it was a flood control project, the Noordwaard was a village, and people still live there. People like Annika van Lelyveld.
Okay.
Her family has lived in the area for generations. So 20 years ago, when the government first started talking about depoldering the Noordwaard, van Lelyveld got involved.
It was a long time. It was a hard time. It was a learning process for everyone, for us, but also for the government.
Ultimately, the government gave people a choice. If your house was at least a meter above the new high water level, you could stay. If not, they'd buy it, raise the land on your property, and then let you rebuild. Van Lelyveld's house is on a levee, already high up, so she didn't have to move. But her garden became a construction zone, and a lot of her neighbors are gone.
Everything was out. Every tree, every building, everything. And they said to us, it's going to be for 6 months, but it was 4 years.
She's happy to have her garden back, and some small compensation from the government. The new wetlands are also nice, she says.
But sometimes it's hard for me. When I go with my boat, one moment it's amazing, but sometimes, you know, I have also some tears because I miss my neighbors. Yeah, that's a mixed up emotion.
It's complicated for people like Van Lelyveld. She's sad about what's being lost, but she's proud that people are visiting from all over the world to see what the Dutch are doing to prepare for a new future.
Because the Dutch people always been building dikes, 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 and now they are crazy. They're giving land back to the river. But there's something changing. The climate is changing. There are troubles. And, well, there must something happen.
What's happening here is painful, but the Dutch believe the alternative is far worse. And that may make the Netherlands an example for other low-lying regions facing the same trade-off. Sacrifice today or risk even more tomorrow. For the world, Chris Bentley, outside Rotterdam, the Netherlands.
Tomorrow on the show, how Dutch know-how may help protect the world's largest naval base. Our series on rising seas continues in Norfolk, Virginia. Be sure to join us.